Talk about give us heart palpitations. That was extraordinary. Well done, boss.
It was a great contest, and full credit to the Firebirds. They just don't go away. They've got a scoring machine up there in Aitken, and you know, as soon as we got a few clear, she got them back in the contest in record time. But I'm just so proud of our girls. We never lost faith. We said we're going to have no regrets, and that's what we did.
The MVP was Erin Bell. Normally Carla Borrego by a lot more goals when you look at the stat sheets. Erin was on fire.
She was. The shooting she did, the clutch shooting from distance and range was just phenomenal, and it's just a testament to Erin's development and the way she's grown throughout the year and the brilliant season that she's had.
You decided that Waddington was right for the occasion, and you thought wing attack Nat Bomberto, centre Lee Waddington. That was a pretty smooth move.
Yeah, look, you know, there wasn't too much wrong, but they got themselves back in the contest, and Lee Waddington's instruction was run like you stole something, and we thought that's what we needed. So because Nat called the time, we had to change her. So we put Lee in the middle with fresh legs and wanted to get Nat on the circle to feed Carla, and proved to work well for us. It was a risk, but well taken.
You must be used to these close games, though, because you've had so many of them right throughout the year. Does it in any way prepare you for the last 2 minutes of a grand final?
I think so, yeah. Look, we know that, you know, it pretty much happens to us every week. So we had to dig deep, and when we did, we go back on those experiences. And we've come out on top in all of the close ones this year, and it was fitting that we did it in the grand final.
When the game was finished, did you shed a tear?
No, I haven't yet. No, I actually almost shed a tear in the change room before we went out, which is not like me. Just when they were ready to go, but no, I'm sure we'll be smiles tonight.
But it's a very proud time. You don't say things like this because you're very measured and you're a person who keeps their emotions locked away, but you saw 12 girls who went out there and represented this club and played their hearts out for you as their coach.
They played their hearts out for each other, for us, and you know, for the public of South Australia, and they were just phenomenal today. This crowd is awesome, and I understand why Nat says that this is the best venue in the world to play in, and it absolutely is, and Adelaide's just been brilliant.
Yeah, you walk away now and you regroup, and it's a sense of satisfaction. It's a wonderful feeling when that last goal went in, and that was it. Who did you hug first?
Dan Ryan and Judy. They were the closest in proximity, and then we moved our way down the bench. I think the girls just all ran onto the court, so yeah, staff, then the girls, then our president, and you know, everyone who's contributed got a hug.
What you've done then is you've summed it up too, because you've said it's 12 girls that are on court is one thing, but the group behind you works so hard at getting everyone together deserves a pat on the back too.
Absolutely, it's the team behind the team, and yeah, our sponsors, our administrators at Netball SA, our board, have just been nothing but 100% positive. And when you've got the whole administration working with management, working with the playing group, then it all clicks, and we've just had one of those amazing years where it's all come together.
And an amazing grand final. The premiership is yours, boss. Well done.
Thank you.